All right, we're here taking we're doing fuck.
Jesus Christ!
We're here with the chat.
Look at what he messed up.
We're doing 2v2s. We're here taking a video game draft. We're taking top three. Me and Jeff going first. We got Smash Bros.
Mhm. All right. We got Street Fighter 2 Championship Edition.
I'm going Modern Warfare 2, bro.
All right. Modern Warfare 2 it is.
That's fine. You could keep that. We're taking Fortnite next, man.
Resident Evil 4. I'm taking Resident Evil 4.
Do we pick GTA?
I would say, yeah.
Oh, wait. No, Gears of War 2.
Gears of War 2. All yeah. Right, well, okay. we'll take GTA and then we'll take GTA 5.
That's fine.
Yes, sir.
Damn. Okay, now this one gets a little complicated. You know what? We'll take Final Fantasy 7.
All
right. Y'all some whack ass games.
Yeah, I would not want to play any of these.
Yo, you're whack, crazy, bro.
If I could only play these games for the rest of my life,
I'd be sad. I ain't gonna lie.
Nah, I would die of boredom after the first week.
Resident Evil 4. Do you want to take Skate 2?
Yeah.
Skate 2 is fucking
like,
awesome.
If I'm thinking man, best fuck game Final Fantasy ever, 7, I'm thinking but Skate 2? I can only play that forever.
Yeah. So we got, we got Skate 2, Modern Warfare 2.
And Gears of War.
And 2. Gears of War 2. We got the best
sequels
ever of any game.
Right.
That's a fun three right there. You guys suck.
We went to Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went to Japan and got the most influential games for different genres.
I fuck with their list, but you know.
And we have the multiverse.
Yeah. You guys' list suck, though.
That's not true.
We won.
Smash, Fortnite, and GTA 5.
Smash, Fortnite, and GTA.
Literally the most. Comment below. All right. Here we go.
Literally the most played, multiplayer,
experience. It's not better than Gears of War 2, Modern Warfare 2, and Skate 2.
But can you beat Thanos and hit the floss real quick while
cranking 90s? You probably could. You could customize your skater.
Yeah.
To look like Thanos?
He just wasn't a thing.
All right. What's another one, Brian?
Are we doing the fast food ones.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
This is hard.
We'll start on this side.
So you're going to do the intro?
All right. This is the official last stop. Fast food draft. All right, Chris, who's our first pick?
Okay. KFC.
Wow. I was not. KFC being the number one overall pick. I did not see that.
I'm a new turner on the KFC, John? Though. I used to shit on KFC.
Want me to do it?
Yeah, you got to do this one because
we taking Wendy's.
As your first pick?
First pick.
Bro, Wendy's is.
Bro, that's your first option.
First pick. I swear to God.
Like, if you're bacon on the road for that long, and there's just,
fries,
McDonald's,
soda,
Burger King,
not
Wendy's.
Not even soda.
Yeah, Wendy's
raspberry
is...
iced tea. Yes, nigga, yes.
Yes to the Bevs.
Bacon.
No to the fries.
Their fries are mid.
Their fries are... Bro,
y'all are
they taste like shoes.
They're not.
They taste like... Nothing but potato skins.
I respect
Wendy's over KFC. Anyone?
No.
You would take
KFC
Wendy's?
Got rid of wedges.
No.
I would take
Yo, bro, KFC lost when they got rid of wedges. I swear to God.
Okay.
Yeah, their season fries are
Their season
ass,
fries are fine, but I agree.
They're not
though.
Fine.
Their wedges were way better.
They missed with the wedges.
Yeah,
I know.
Bring back wedges.
Bring back the fucking wedge.
All right, Jeff and Brian.
What are we taking?
Chick?
I was going to say Chick-fil-A.
I'm mad at Chick-fil-A. Now, Chris, I'll take the lead on this one. We have to go McDonald's.
Yeah.
They're literally...
It's a steal
to get them in the second round because everything on their menu tastes the exact same every single time.
Yeah.
It's the most, you'll never hear somebody going, oh my God, my McDonald's don't taste like McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
Wendy's? It be missing sometimes, but McDonald's.
Where
just,
you be going?
Listen,
the worst thing you can get is soggy fries from McDonald's. Yeah,
exactly,
and
now I don't really get soggy fries. Like it's always like a consistent fry. With me at least. But all right, Kenny.
I'm going Five Guys. 100% Five Guys.
I've hate all your picks for everything so far. Five guys.
Yeah. That was his choice. Five guys is literally like the flobbiest of all fast food.
Yeah, you get their all the grease.
Their burgers, they literally take them, they wrap it up, and they fucking compress it. So now when you open it up, you're like, oh, my bun is wet. Nice. It's, and then their fries are also. Have you ever had a crispy fry from Five Guys?
I have. No. Again,
it doesn't exist. Yeah, you're lying.
No. Soggy again. Fries piss me off.
But they're crispy soggy.
They put them in a fucking plastic bag, like a paper bag.
Yeah, the grease makes it. You know, that's part of the fun.
And then they put some steamed water in the bottom. They're like, oh,
it treats you like an animal.
Yeah. Like the grease.
Yeah. Oh, get some peanuts from the floor. Just throw all some extra fries. Free peanuts on the floor. You animal.
Makes you feel like you have a choice.
Exactly.
I'm telling you, the way you think McDonald's is consistent, the grease is consistent at Five Guys.
That's
worst flavor.
That's yeah.
All right, Jeff and Brian. No.
I'm saying that's not me.
That's not you?
I'll let you have it if you want.
I mean, me personally, I would say Taco Bell.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I would say Taco Bell.
That would have been my third.
It's controversial?
Oh, no.
Very.
All right. Nothing really to say about Taco Bell. It's just Taco Bell.
Yeah, right?
It's outdated.
Makes you use the bathroom.
You can't really pick, like,
a long time ago.
New places, right? Because there are, like, new fast food places.
Why not pick them?
What's a new fast food?
Bro, Just Salad's fucking fire.
Oh, no.
You fuck with Just Salad?
Does that count as fast food?
I respect Just Salad.
Just Salad?
I'm going to Sweet Green before I go to Just Salad.
Or what about Chopped?
I've never heard of Just Salad.
Chopped is fine. I guess because I used to work really close with Just Salad, okay. So I would just walk in. It comes with a smoothie, bro. Shit's mad clean tasting.
I'm not going to lie, bro. Los Tacos is my shit.
From Just Salad?
I'm glad none of us have said Chipotle.
No, yeah, Chipotle will fuck my stomach up.
He was waiting to say Chipotle.
No, yeah. I wasn't gonna say.
You know we what's said a, three already, though, right?
Well Just Salad would be.
We're rotating to three right now.
But I just have to put an argument out there for Raisin Cane's.
I've never had Raisin Cane's.
Raisin Cane's is fucking garbage, bro.
It's no way.
Raisin Cane's is the chicken is garbage. God. The only good part is the fucking sauce.
And their toast is delicious.
Bro. I've never had it.
Shit, oh, they're opening one in 42nd Street. Be ready.
Shit is
wow. I love Raisin Cane's.
John, Shake Shack over Five Guys. All day.
Yeah. Oh, we'll take Shake Shack.
Shake Shack.
Yeah. Shake Shack is
Shake
our third
pick. If I was in charge of the second pick.
If I was forced to include a pizza spot in there, I'm throwing Papa John's.
I hate Papa John's.
Papa John's.
Out of Pizza Hut.
I like Domino's way better. Domino's is the best.
Papa John's
The pan pizza, fire.
They give you the sauce, bro, for free.
Yeah. I hate Papa John's. I hate it. It's so dry. It's a dry pizza.
Manny wants to.
Nah, Little Caesars is dry.
I hate
Little Caesars. Okay, all right. Guilty, what's that word?
Guilty pleasure?
Guilty pleasure, Little Caesars, bro. I could eat. I would fucking destroy Little Caesars, bro.
I used to fuck with it when it was $5 for a pie.
I get the cheesy bread.
Is it not $5 anymore?
No.
Bro, I eat the whole shit, bro.
our third pick, to be clear, is Shake Shack.
Yeah.
Okay. So it was available.
Our third pick is Kennedy's. I don't care.
Kennedy's.
That's a good pick.
Not mad.
Yeah.
That's a great pick.
You know what sucks about Kennedy's, though? When they give you, like, the fucking piece that's been there for 7 hours... And you can tell.
They don't respect you,
and
bro.
It's the dry.
That's
the,
never happened to
yo,
me.
Yo, I just got a 4-piece earlier when I got here.
Bro.
And one of the chicken wings was the driest thing I've ever had in my entire life. I wanted to put lotion on the chicken wings.
He does not fuck with you. In my entire existence, that's never happened to me.
Bro. Oh, it was terrible. All right, so Jeff, sorry. Brian.
You can take this one.
Take this one. I'm going Burger King. As of recent, Burger King has been fucking it up. They've been going crazy.
So you got you got Burger King, Taco Bell, and
Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A is carrying you
heavy. Yeah. Me and Chris's drafts have been so fire.
I can't go like any day. I can pick a different one.
When was the last time you guys went to Burger King?
A couple months ago.
8 months ago.
It's like Burger King is something I eat at least like twice a year, I guess I'd say. Because I live near one.
That's twice a year.
The only thing open 24 hours by me is a Burger King. So if I'm driving home at 5 a.m. from like a party, I'll go to Burger King.
Burger King had the best chicken sandwich. By far.
I hate the sauce on
Burger King has the best nothing.
What you talking about Burger King?
Top of the list for anything.
Oh my God.
Best burger is probably Wendy's. Yes.
Wendy's has a great burger. Yes.
They try too hard to be fancy with the burgers, so you're kind of spending money.
You have choices, bro. You
like,
have
and, choices. And you're spending Shake Shack money for a Wendy's
but
burger.
But do you to want give, a brioche bun?
To give Wendy's the credit, though, they have the best bang for your buck. Like the $5 Biggie Bag, there's no fast food restaurant that has a better deal than a drink, nuggets, fries, and a burger or chicken sandwich of your choice. That's the best deal in all of fast food. You didn't win. That's your best bet.
Burger King has that. Burger King has that.
It's nobody goes to Burger King for you can get 20 chicken nuggets for $1.49.
Steal.
There's a problem with that.
That's steal.
Chicken in the like go to the supermarket now and buy chicken. See how expensive it is. They're literally paying you to take their chicken nuggets. They have to be losing money. There's no way.
Burger King doesn't make a dime off their chicken.
Yeah, food is way too expensive. There's fucking rubber tires in there.
Exactly.
There's blended up little chicks. Like, there has to be other
shit. It's the vagina lips of the chicken in their nuggets, bro. It's...
Okay, I don't like how they're disrespecting our Burger King. All
right. I'll pause the... I'll keep the pod going. I'll leave that in there, but... Oh, man.
I still wasn't done with the burger comparisons. Wendy's, I think, got the best... If you don't allow Shake Shack, because Shake Shack is like a burger spot, so theirs is better. But if you're counting like a spot that got like everything, like chicken, burgers, fish, fucking fries, Wendy's, I think.
Pulled Johnny Rockets out the ass.
Johnny Rockets is fine.
Well, that's
it's
just
fine.
I eat it at the Palisades.
Dude,
like, fucking,
the last time I went to Johnny Rockets, I almost shat myself in the car. Jackson Hole
is a better burger
spot.
I feel like.
All right, we're doing.
No, you don't like Checkers.
Checkers just.
No, Checkers. Yeah.
Checkers is low key a sleeper, but
no, it's not.
I like Checkers
when they opened up by Ray's. And I remember taking the train home and just thinking, oh my god, this is going to be terrible.
Everybody was about to shit themselves, bro.
Checkers French fries is up there with, like, Popeyes.
It's some great French fries.
Their fries is really good, but their burgers is, like, greasy, like...
You can't go in there and get a big Buford, my nigga.
You get Jeff, you get funnel cake from...
Where else are you going to get funnel cake?
Yo, bro.
You wait for the summertime and go to Thailand and you buy fucking funnel cake.
Bro, you don't ever crave a funnel cake?
No, I'm not pregnant.
I'm gonna be honest.
I'd be having cravings. I'm
I kept talking about chicken.
Bro,
chicken
you go
wings.
To Checkers and get funnel cake. I didn't know they sold that shit there.
Yeah, me neither.
It's funnel cake fries. Funnel cake fries.
I still didn't know that.
That sounds disgusting.
I definitely would have picked Stinkies if I didn't work for them.
Yo, that's disgusting. All right, what's the third topic, bro?
Bitch.
Oh my god.
I said we want to do a third topic.
Want to do cartoons?
Ooh. All right, let's do a cartoon draft. All right, Kenny and John, you guys lead, then we'll go this way.
Oh, we're picking SpongeBob.
You have to introduce it.
Oh. All right, so spoiler alert.
It's the last stop. Cartoon draft. We going first with
SpongeBob. 100% SpongeBob.
The best fucking cartoon ever. Respectfully.
What are we taking?
No, it's our side.
Damn, I wasn't ready for this one.
There's so many. Bro, there's so many.
Wait, SpongeBob was taken first. What's goated over SpongeBob? Rugrats? Is Rugrats?
Nah, you gotta go like... I don't know, man.
What's a Cartoon Network banger?
That's
a lot of bangers.
Specialty
on
right here, bro. CNN.
I got one.
What's Cartoon Network? It has to be a banger though, like that you can argue is over SpongeBob. What are we doing? Fuck. That's a tough one.
I saw that pick and I'm mad.
You need to. I'm just as mad.
Who's pick? Ours?
Yeah, I'm kind of stuck. I'm thinking like Batman or something. Cause
Batman the Animated Series?
Yeah.
All right, we'll go with that one as our number one.
That's a fair pick.
I do like that one.
Batman the Animated Series, number one overall pick.
That's cool, because we got Tom and Jerry.
Tom and Jerry.
That's not what I thought.
It's not that great in English. It's way better in Spanish.
Yes. Yeah. 100%.
They don't even speak.
Doesn't yes, they do. In DR, they would play it, and it would be like, Tomas.
it was a great, great show. Awesome. And like the black owner lady, she was way more, somehow, yeah. way more prevalent in Spanish.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
The only thing I watched in Spanish was Sonic.
I watched that too
in Spanish. I was in DR.
Yeah. Shout out to the reruns in DR.
That's it.
All
right, second round.
Oh, pick, because I picked the first one.
Oh, shit. Scooby-Doo, my nigga. Scooby-Doo,
where are you?
Oh, speaking of.
Yo, the reboot?
The Velma show was
trash. We watched that shit last night.
I'm sorry.
I fell asleep. It was fucking...
I knew it was going to be fucking garbage because it's Mindy Kaling.
No, but... You know, okay, so the premise to it, it seemed like it could work. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like they're going for...
An adult?
It's adult themed, and I feel like the mystery, it's going to be like the whole season long. So instead of every episode they solve, they take the mask off or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like they're looking for like a serial killer killing kids in their high school. Mm-hmm. And like right now, like they're blaming Fred for it. So like Fred is like...
In jail.
Yeah, and they're trying to prove his innocence and shit. So it's funny and it could work, but...
Wait, is it all like... All the episodes are released or is it...
Nah, it's just 2 out. Yeah, it's just the first two. Okay. So, and it's like...
The mystery hasn't been solved yet.
And everybody's so different. There's no Scooby either.
Yeah. Yeah, like, that's the biggest...
He's not in the show. He's not going to be introduced later. Mm-mm. So...
It's a really corny show. Like, Thelma is beefing with Fred and Daphne, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Fred and Daphne. And then Shaggy is a simp for Velma.
But she's like big lesbian. So... Yeah. It's just a weird, like...
It's kind of whack. Yeah. But...
It could have worked. Like, yeah. I genuinely think that, like, I an adult theme it. Scooby...
It will be fire.
Yeah, and it was, like, some of the jokes, like, work okay, you know? But I think it tried too much.
Bro, in the first 5 minutes...
She's not a good writer.
Yeah, in the first 5 minutes, it starts with them, like, fourth wall breaking all, like...
How a pilot episode should be.
Exactly. And then they're like, oh, we're two girls naked in the shower, and we should probably kiss now because that's what people want to see. And then a girl goes up and goes, wow, you guys are really close to each other. You should kiss. Like, it's like corny like that in the beginning. First 5 minutes.
Why are you watching this
bullshit? I don't know.
But you guys were playing Friday the 13th.
Second round pick.
Oh, let's get back to the second round pick. But I was playing Elden Ring.
I don't have that game, bro.
All right. Is it our turn?
It is, second round.
Wait, who'd you pick?
Scooby-Doo.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't... I'm a Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends guy.
I like that one. I feel like every episode
was like a great episode. Eduardo was my favorite character.
I like Will.
You fucks I'll with take, cheese?
I like cheese. Cheese is probably where I get all my comedy from.
Cheese.
That's where I'm like, you know what? This is hilarious to me.
Yeah.
All right. Go.
My turn?
No, you go ahead because I said the first one.
We gonna take Fairly Odd Parents.
I'm mad at Fairly Odd Parents.
Mm-hmm. We all know the intro.
Yeah. That's a great intro theme song.
Mm-hmm. Timmy Turner with the burner.
Oh, Chris, I have a great pick. All right, let me know. If you don't know, I'll just lob it up and then you can fin it. But
we got y'all with South Park.
Oh, you know. Not mad.
But that's like an adult cartoon.
I feel like we were going kids cartoon route.
Kids cartoon route.
I mean, I still got answers. Looney Tunes.
Mm. I mean,
Animaniacs to go even further.
Animaniacs.
Okay. Chris, how would you feel about an Ed, Edd n Eddy for our third pick?
They were my favorite, bro.
There we go. Edd n Eddy.
Fuck.
Third pick. Once again, me and Chris have just been destroying these drafts. This is how you do it.
SpongeBob.
We definitely got harder hits, yeah. They had Tom and Jerry.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
SpongeBob, my nigga. What are you?
Yeah, I was about to say we had SpongeBob.
We're Cartoon Network people, clearly.
Yeah.
We got a third one for you.
What's the third?
You want to say it, Jeff?
Pokemon.
That's fine. Once again, you guys just find one big one to carry the rest of your picks.
Which is what?
Fairly Odd Parents. Okay. Pokemon and what was the first one we picked?
Tom and Jerry.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, the cleanest three.
Okay, if a channel is going, all right, so this is our afternoon slate. We're going to start with Pokemon, Tom and Jerry, and...
And then end with Fairly Odd Parents.
Fairly Odd Parents. Mm-hmm. And then you have a, this is the other channel. What's your three?
We have SpongeBob.
Okay. That's 12. Scooby-Doo. 12:30.
Animaniacs.
1 o'clock.
That was literally nobody's my Saturday morning.
You're nobody, fucking bugging.
Nobody's tuning into that because we have...
Ed, Edd, and Eddy,
12.
The Batman series.
12. No, that's probably 1 o'clock. So you got Ed, Edd, and Eddy at 12. Then you got... What was our last one? No. Oh no, Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends at 12:30.
And my nigga, Batman no. the Animated Series at 1. This shit falls in the middle. Falls out in the middle, bro. Please,
bangers, we bangers. We have
they're good cartoons, but compared to the shit that we pick, no. Nah, bro.
And then our shows, we have they open season. Up your imagination.
We definitely got it.
More creativity comes from depth. Our side. Yeah.
Bro, we cooked.
Bro,
we cooked. We have the cleanest story in bro, you guys all suck. Of cartoon history. Right?
Dog.
All right.
This is bugging.
Pause two that. Legendary. We have a fucking Fairly Odd Parents and Pokemon. Ash Ketchum story. You guys have Ed and Eddy.
Ed and Eddy's a and fucking
SpongeBob banger. Was only carried in the earlier seasons.
We still have SpongeBob.
You're right, bro. I can't even talk bad about SpongeBob.
I wouldn't have been mad at South Park. I was not mad at South Park.
That's another thing. That's
a little one.
We would have taken Rick and Morty right after.
An adult cartoon.
We would have went Rick and Morty.
You know, if your parents saw you watching that, they'll be like, what are you watching?
No, my stepdad put me onto South Park, actually.
Yeah, I remember the first time I saw South Park. I was in, I think I was in, like, fucking Virginia at my cousin's house.
My name is Kenny.
What are we doing? Bro, Kenny had to deal with, oh my god, they killed Kenny jokes my for his life.
Damn.
That's so stupid.
All because of a show, a cartoon show.
And Mr. Anderson. Nigga, at the same time, bro. At the same time.
And then he had to deal with Mr. Kennedy jokes. This guy's name, your name is just, you've had a tough time with pop culture
nigga,
references.
And before all of that, my name is Kenny Blank. Same name as a basketball player. Niggas coming up to me. That's your dad? No. Yeah. No, it's not my father. Thank you.
I can share your pain with the... My name Jeff. Well, oh, my bad, bro. I didn't even see.
Yeah, you've been holding
my
shit.
My name Jeff joke, it's possibly, you know, if there's one thing that gets old, it's probably that one by far.
You would think that, but it's every time. It's crazy.
Hey, have you heard this one?
Shocker. You're not gonna believe this one. My name's Jeff. Do the thing. My name's Jeff.
I don't think I've seen that movie.
You've never seen
22?
Yeah, 22. We went together.
Really?
Yes.
Yes. I have a picture from that day at the movie theaters. It was me, you. Were you there?
He was.
You had to be there.
You were.
We went with Stephen Felix and then some other girls. Oh, yeah, and
Sarah was there.
Yeah.
Edwin was there.
This
you were there.
Damn.
Absolutely. Victor was there, and Victor was like stone colding a lot of the movie.
Yeah.
While we were all giggling and laughing around them.
The movie was a classic. The movie was
10 people watching this one movie?
Huh?
It was like 10 people watching this
movie. Yeah, we went in a big group. Yeah. That was like a summer where we just hung out randomly all the time.
That's cool.
I was always babysitting.
Yeah. But.
Did Brian fall asleep?
I don't think I fell asleep. I don't know.
Nah, probably not.
I like that movie. So.
Oh, yeah.
You don't remember the movie? You just know you like
it. I don't remember going, but I like that movie.
We saw Godzilla together. He fell asleep. Like,
oh, you were there at Godzilla?
No. You weren't there? I was a different Godzilla because we went to.
Yeah. You guys saw Godzilla too?
We did. It was us and then Matthew Colon.
Bro, it was
me. We started IMAX.
Bro, it was me, Brian, and Peter.
After a Chinese buffet. It was hilarious.
Me and Brian were at the Bay Plaza Mall, and for whatever reason, what the fuck, Peter told us he was there. We found out he was there at the same time as us.
Because he's a Godzilla stan.
Yeah, and he was like, oh, I'm going to see the Godzilla movie. So we, went to go see it with Peter, and he falls asleep as soon as the movie starts. And then, I kind of didn't really notice, so I'm just, watching the movie. And then the last scene happens, and then, the Godzilla text pops up, and I look, and literally Brian just goes like this. Just wakes up as soon as the credits start rolling and he looks at me and then it was just like, oh, okay.
Godzilla.
Yeah. Wild movie, am I right? Yeah.
I think he might have fallen asleep when we went to go see it too.
He did. He also fell asleep in his basement when we watched Godzilla vs. Kong. Yeah.
Yeah, this guy just hates Godzilla. He's down for the idea of Godzilla.
Yeah.
But when it comes to actual watching of the movie, he's makes like, yeah, sleepy. No. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, I like Godzilla. Never watched a single one. Has
the life, not life size, but like 3 foot tall.
Yeah. The fucking
Funko's,
pop,
yeah.
Funko Pop. It's crazy because.
You're a fraud.
Like, he's always down for the Godzilla activity. And then
like, and he just goes. Yeah. It's the best sleep of his fucking yeah, life. That's exactly. Why he's always down.
It's I'm basically that same way with J. Cole albums. Like I'm like, oh wow, this J. Cole album. Oh boy, falls asleep instantly. Damn. But yeah. Let's see. I have some gems. Some good topics here. I have a lot too. So we can just let's see what we like. We'll skip them if we want. You guys want to get into... I also, like, I just write these things down. So the... They might not make sense when I read them out loud. Like, this is the first thing that I wrote down. What age did you realize you were poor?
I can answer that right now.
That's funny.
At what age did you go... Wow, I can't have those things. Oh, wow, this damn. Isn't normal.
That's funny.
Damn, you guys might laugh.
We should definitely come back to this one because I feel like if I just sit on this one hard enough...
You don't remember the exact day?
Oh, well, so I lived in my grandmother's house and you know how the water like goes out or whatever? Mm-hmm. So I would like... She would boil water in a big fucking pot, and I'd have to bathe myself with that boiling pot water.
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, I'm pretty sure,
this isn't how it's supposed to be done.
Like, people with money probably don't do this.
That makes sense.
Like, I'm just pouring mad, like, hot water on myself, bro, but it's
I fucked that one to my core, bro.
Yeah, bro. And you gotta, like, put soap and just wash yourself.
Oh, man. I think of DR every time. Yeah, every time that question's in my mind, I go, yeah, DR was fun.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know when I was like, you know what? This is, wow, this is crazy. But it had to be, like, when I realized that I never really asked for anything. I just, like, you know, just fine with what I got. Because, you know, you get those conversations when you're about to go into a store, like, yo, fam, you better not ask me.
Don't for ask.
Goddamn thing.
Don't look at her. Goddamn thing. We walk in this motherfucking store.
Yeah, so I think I've always, for as long as I can remember, not really asked for anything until, like, Christmas and a birthday comes through, and that's about it. But
I think that's a good trait to be honest.
Raise your hand if you've been to summer camp.
I went for a day.
Raise your hand if you've been camping. Outdoors, in the woods. No.
Does being off
Like overnight sleeping in the woods? No. But I've hiked and like, you know,
I don't think hiking counts. I've been hiking too, just randomly.
What if you could go but you just didn't because you were lazy?
I would. Like I mean, would camp.
I wouldn't camp. There's no fucking
way. There's no way you're getting me to fucking camp, bro.
I would camp.
I'm not sleeping outside, nigga. What's wrong?
I would want to try it at least once. I think that's something you should try at least to do at least once.
That's cool. I respect your beliefs, but no.
I don't think the idea just I don't know, like being outside. Even when I'm inside, because I'm in like a tent or something, it doesn't even like sleeping doesn't sound comfortable. Mm-hmm. Taking a shit doesn't sound comfortable.
What if a bear pull up?
Yeah, fucking.
The worst thing I think of is like wiping your ass in these situations. You're never gonna perfectly like wipe.
Exactly.
You're never gonna get a perfect wipe.
And you're gonna have to deal with those repercussions for at least a week. Like you're. You're going to be there like, wow, like, I use one ply. Like, people never really bring a good tissue paper when they're camping.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
I technically did discount glamping in DR. So, like, my dad was having a house built in the backyard, and I slept in there while there was no roof.
Nigga, you was home.
Yeah, that's why I called it discount glamping.
Calling it glamping is crazy.
Yeah, because it was like
your father would snuff you in the face if you heard
not, nah, because they weren't even done like building it. There was a working plumbing system.
Don't call it glamping.
And no lights.
Glamping is crazy.
But that's what glamping is, except for electricity.
Glamping that feels like a RuPaul show. Like, that's what glamping
is. I've never heard of the word glamping.
It's glamorous camping. It's like, it's people that camp in like luxurious tents.
So wait, none of us here have been to summer camp?
No, I went for literally a day.
That's kind of fucked
up. In the summer, I was left in the house alone.
Yeah. Yeah, actually. I had to stay like, with my grandmother and shit. Yeah,
that was my summer camp.
And then when I got older, I would just go outside and like hang out outside.
I was not afforded these privileges.
Yeah, my parents had alternating shifts. So one was my daytime parent, one was my nighttime parent.
Nice.
That's a wild way to look at it.
No, that's really what it was.
But with that, I also have a list of everything that has been said on Twitter in the past year up to date of things men aren't allowed to do. It's a very long list, Chris. Look at that list. Look at the list. So
you said made by who?
These are just like topics bought upon Twitter where they just went viral because of a lot of women and other men agree that these are things that men shouldn't do because as a man, why are you running for a bus?
Okay. And when I first saw that, I had an issue with it because I, in my lifetime, have run for the bus.
We've ran for the bus so many times.
Yeah. But as an adult male, I have never ran for a bus. So I get it.
I've honestly, like...
Not a brisk jog.
No, like, okay, let's say you're...
Not a fake.
You know how my block is laid out, right? Like, I walk out the little thing.
Yeah.
I'll see the bus right there. And I'll be like, oh, fuck. And I kind of, like, do a little, like...
A brisk jog.
I don't do a Peter Parker where I'm chasing the fucking bus and I'm, like, slapping it. Like,
that's not running for the bus.
Yeah, yeah. That's
okay, so then, no. Then I guess I don't do that. Mm-hmm.
As an adult male, I've never done that. But in high school, that was something, like, a regular morning routine. My cardio was built straight off of chasing buses blocks down because I knew waiting for the next bus was not ideal.
No. Yo, I'm not waiting 22 minutes for the fucking 22 bus.
Here's another one. Use an umbrella.
Oh, my fault. I'm just getting wet.
I actually don't use an umbrella.
Okay.
So I do
I don't use umbrellas.
Sorry, you have a car.
But that's because I just never remembered.
Yeah. I never checked the weather before I leave my house either.
I try to not be an umbrella dude, but... You know, sometimes I'm around people that are like, get under the fucking umbrella, and I'm like...
You know, other people's umbrellas be getting me fucking wet? Yeah. Like, the rain will just be dripping off of it, and it's just like...
fling off, and you're like, yo, bro, why...
Yeah, how about fuck you and your umbrella? How about that?
You want to know what's worse? You want to know what's worse? Being a 6'4 man.
Here we go.
No. But look, being 6'4 and then someone has the umbrella. First, like, let me hold the umbrella so that I can shelter you. Wow.
Yeah, you don't know what it's like to shelter everyone.
You have to be at my height, dude. What the fuck are you talking about?
Because I have to like be like this, and it's uncomfortable for me.
That happens
to
be at my height.
Bro.
Here's another one. Being ignored by a waiter or waitress. As a man, why are you being ignored by the waiter or waitress?
Yell at your establishment. Yo!
That does yell beta male energy if you don't.
I don't give a fuck. What are you talking about?
Nah, I don't really. I just wait.
Yeah, nah. I'm definitely it's okay. They'll come back. And they never come back. It'll be 40 minutes.
Looks at me to yell at the waiter.
Bro, I'm honestly, I ask 4 different waiters for whatever I need. Like, if you're my waiter, I'm not waiting for you. If I want, like, a fucking refill of my drink, I'm gonna ask the first dude, yo bro, can I get another ginger ale please? I'm not gonna for the chick.
That's feel different. Me cause they're just like, yo bro, if the check is, you want the check and you just sitting there
with you're just like that, and then they like they kind of walk like, they like keep they going and you're like around. You're just like, oh, like just try to save yourself. And then
alright, what about eating the bread before the meal at a restaurant? As a man.
That's ridiculous. Why are you eating the bread? No, that's ridiculous.
I dip it in the oil. I love the bread.
Yeah.
Bro, it's there.
As a man, you should not be eating the bread.
I don't eat the bread.
I can handle carbs.
All right. Yeah.
I don't eat the bread unless my girl specifically goes, can you please try the bread? I go, fine.
Get the fuck out of here. You're not a bread person.
John is an alpha male is what he's trying to get across. Yeah.
John is winning.
I agree with you, John.
Here's another one. Drink out of a straw. As a man, why are you drinking out
of a straw? I do it all the time.
Post-COVID, my nigga. Do you think I'm putting my lips on outside cups, bro? Outside cups? You got me fucked up.
Yeah. I'm a fan of straws. I'm going to be honest.
This one says, as a man, why are you having sex for too long? It's gay.
Yo, never mind.
What's too long?
Yeah, what is too
long? What's too long?
I don't know. It just says you can't. If you have sex for too long, it's gay.
Girls do not like it when you go over 30 minutes. That's it.
Yeah.
As a man, why are you watching Spider-Man?
This
is insane. This list is wild.
That's
As a man, why are you communicating with your friends via voice note?
Oh, I don't send voice notes.
I mean, technically, we do party chat. We're on the phone with each other all the time.
No, a voice note is like...
It's very rare that a voice note is sent in the fucking group chat.
That is true.
Very rare.
It is when we're trying to capture a moment.
It's only when, like, Manny's driving or something, and he has, like, a long story to say. Yeah. But I think that's probably, like, the most acceptable case. Otherwise, I'm not trying to see... A whole back and forth of just mad voice notes. Yeah,
that would be kind of crazy.
Just call me, bro.
Yeah, I might actually agree with that. Oh, this one says, this one's from this year. As a man, why are you blowing on hot food to cool it down?
No.
I don't think I've blown.
Okay, I can see why that makes you a little bit of a bitch. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I could see. You're with a shorty on a date, and, like, you're, like, cutting your food.
Wait, hold on. To add on to that, it says, why are you... You can't blow on the food,
though.
Nah, you burn
the shit out of her mouth, bro. Yeah. Like, you know, you blow your food, and then you go...
Yeah, that's like, crazy. That's crazy.
But that's not enough to cool the food.
It's sweet, though. You feel me? Like,
if you do this... I'm going to think there's dust on my food or something. Yeah, that's crazy. Like, that's not cooling it off. Like,
yeah. And then it says, eat with a fork and knife. You have to go fork only.
Bitch.
Am I not allowed to stab the fucking steak?
I'd be going fork only sometimes. Or spoon only sometimes.
With the steak?
Or spoon only?
Yeah.
What do you be eating, dog?
That's a variation of rice, beans, and chicken.
Go
or
to a
steak.
Fucking restaurant and get mashed potatoes only. You know, the biggest fool you got in the back.
As I'm going through this list, I'm sitting here and I'm like, the girls that I talk to will definitely agree with most of this shit. Because, like, this one says, as a man, why are you driving with two hands?
That's funny.
And I'm sitting here and I'm like, I would definitely be looked at crazy if I'm driving with two hands.
You got to get the entire time, you need two hands in some moments. Like,
I never use two hands at all. Like, it
has to be intentional.
It's uncomfortable. Yeah, I gotta be able to, like, almost die if I'm using two hands. Where I'm like, oh my god.
Like, I understand. I need full control of this. I'm one of those. Like, I do this. Like, I hold it. Like,
I hold it at the bottom. Yeah,
and I like do this. I drive like a pirate ship.
Yeah. I lean off my elbow. No, the first thing I learned was driving with the left hand.
Yeah,
because I was like, all right, this. Even though the right hand is more comfortable, if there's a girl in the car, you have to be able to left-hand drive.
Very literally how I drive the whole time. Yeah.
Nice.
It's honestly, it's a bad habit because when, like, someone else is in my car, like Kenny was in my car, I have to, like, put my hand somewhere and, like, I don't know where to put it because it's always resting on my girl's thigh. No. And I can't do that. Yeah.
I didn't
grab his thigh.
Let the record show that he was tempted.
Like, I don't know if you noticed, but I was like fidgeting my arm. I'm like, where the fuck do I put it?
I wasn't thinking about your arm, dog.
Now you know, like, when he's taking you home. Alright, this is gonna be the last one. There's actually two good ones. This one is, as a man, why are you not able to finish all your food and or asking for your food to be wrapped for takeaway?
Suck my dick. I'm just taking this food home.
I just finish it. I will just finish it.
John definitely finish it. Bro, you be eating other people's food all the time. Bro, remember in Mexico, John, like, ate all of our steaks?
First of all, Steve and John together were, like, the
vacuums.
Fucking vacuum for the Teletubbies that just sucks everything up. Bro.
Pause.
He said that shit with his chest.
Yeah, we were at the steakhouse, and it was me, and I think it might have been you where our steaks were undercooked. And then we asked for a new one.
Yeah.
And then John, they were going to take the steaks back, and John said, no, I'll eat it. And this guy ate three filet mignons. And they were all rare, super rare. Yeah. Ours were purple in the middle, so that's raw.
Banging.
And John just ate that shit.
Ryan Mexican meat.
Yeah. And so, when you think about it, you know, he should have had food poisoning.
Yeah.
But this one is...
No. What are you doing with that? Bring it here.
That's literally what happened, basically.
Make TikToks. As a man, why are you making TikToks?
Oh.
Everyone just glares at Brian.
Yeah.
So, the first 20 minutes of this, very feminine energy, apparently.
Hmm. I think the blowing on your food one is...
That's actually the funniest one.
Yeah. I do it privately. I'll be honest. I don't do it in public. I really just take the heat in my mouth and then go, damn, this is hot.
Take the heat in your mouth? Is crazy. That sounds crazy. How is that not good? Yeah,
that is crazy.
But what if you do like this is mad pause, but like, what if you do like the sucking motion to like...
Nah, son. Oh, what are you talking about? Your mouth, right, so
you're like, I know what he's talking about.
You're like...
You can't have it. In public, I try to do that because that's more discreet. But I don't do like, I put it in, I take a deep breath. So, like
cool, I think ramen is the only food you could probably get away with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is the only food.
They,
yeah.
They give you a big boiling liquid broth thing. You have, like, it's steaming in front of you. You have to.
It's still boiling water, bro.
Yeah, like, you gotta blow that shit.
So I had ramen at
fajitas,
I'll let the fajitas burn my mouth.
Your boss. Yeah, I'm not ordering fajitas in the first place because I don't want that much attention on me.
I was thinking the attention you get, bro. Everybody breaks their neck. See the shoulder poke?
Give me the sizzling pan on the table. Give me the sizzling pan on the table. I do not care.
But that's crazy. If your go-to every time you go to like a Mexican restaurant or something is... fajitas, like
fajitas, the shit that like is too,
you just want, you're trying really hard to be like the main character in your life, like
which is the fajita.
The fajita is the one that comes out on the sizzling plate
with the peppers, the chicken,
sometimes steak even, and then like they have to bring it out in a fucking oven mitt, and they play it, they lay it down like
it's always in a skillet.
That's like walking into the classroom when you're late, like everyone's just staring.
It's funny because when I went to SCK a couple weeks ago, and they brought a steak like that.
Big money, eh?
Yeah. No. This guy's going to STK, all right.
Yeah, I wanted to do it for the one time. And they bring it on a sizzling plate when you get steak. And I was like, I ain't no bitch. I deadass moved it with my hand, and then ate it just like that. Wow. Fully burning myself. No. Like, I cut it and then bit into it, but I had to move the plate to like adjust it so I could eat it better.
Oh, okay.
And the plate... It burned the fuck out of me.
Wow.
Yeah, and I just took it. I literally, because I told myself I'm not a bitch.
How was SCK?
Yeah, how was it?
Overpriced. I don't give a fuck.
So, Outback Steakhouse.
No, not Outback Steakhouse. I'm not doing that.
No. Yeah, I'm still going to STK.
Okay.
Yeah, the steak is good, but like...
It's overpriced.
Have you ever had Dinosaur Barbecue?
Yeah, I've had it.
I haven't eaten there in years, but I love that place.
Their barbecue fried rice is fucking delicious.
They got a barbecue pulled pork sandwich. That's probably the best sandwich that I've ever had in my life.
Their fried green tomatoes.
Oh, I've never had those.
Oh my god, I still dream about them sometimes. All right. Like, they're fucking so good.
Fried green tomatoes.
We should go some.
Delicious.
That doesn't sound appealing to me.
Green tomatoes are just... before they turn red, so they're not as ripe.
Mm-hmm.
So they're stiffer, and when you fry them, it's mad good.
Yeah.
So they're not as watery. They're actually better.
Okay.
To be honest, no cap.
All right, so with that being said... Fuck, we can go a couple different ways with this, really.
The truffle palm fries at STK. Not it. Overpriced, giant...
Oh, truffle fries?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
I've had better truffle fries at Bear Burger and Stickies.
My nigga, the funniest shit happened when I went to STK. I watched a 7'3" nigga eat sliders, bro. And it was probably the funniest shit in the world because I watched him order them shits.
He's like eating them.
Bro, he was right next to me. And I'm like, and when I heard him order them, I'm like, wait, what did you get? He's like, yeah, I ordered the sliders. I'm like, and in my head, I'm like, those are really tiny burgers, bro. And you're a giant.
Did he eat them with two fingers?
Of course he did. Right? Of course he did.
That show's literally finger food for him.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, I like going to restaurants and getting sliders. I'm like, so this is a thing for you?
Makes me feel like a giant.
He's like, what's the problem? I'm like, nothing, bro. Just do your thing. Meanwhile, I am gone. Fried. I'm just watching this happen. It's like, yo, those are miniature food.
Yeah, bro.
Actual miniature food. For regular people, it's miniature food. For him, it looks like cartoonish.
That's crazy, bro. All
Alright, so I have a couple different ways we can take this. Alright, I'll let you guys decide. I'll give you three options. Alright, you got Kim Kardashian and North making TikToks where North is dressed as Kanye. No. We have that. I do think that that shit is kind of wild too in the first place. But we can go the worst dates you guys have ever been on. Do you guys have worst dates?
I don't think I can remember. Yes.
Oh, I don't. I you got to remember for worst dates. Brian, do you have a worst date? Brian got a worst date. All right. Or
I do have a worst date.
Here we go. All right, this is how this is where we go. All right, let's go with the worst date.
What was the last one?
It was gonna be on Andrew Tate.
Right, let's go with the worst date.
I just wanted to make fun of Andrew Tate for like 5 minutes. But all right, let's do worst dates. All right, who has one ready?
Man, you go, please.
All right. I think we all. This is the most. Not the most recent, because it's almost been a year. Mm-hmm. But I feel like Valentine's Day 2022 has to be the worst one of them all. And it's great because Chris is here. No. And I didn't know you were going to be here. So I can tell this tale, but I was, you know, excited to tell this one on the pod. Where, you know, I'm not going to say where we know this girl from, but we... Me and Chris know who she is, and our other pal, Jose, and both of them were like, oh, Manny, you should spin the block, and, you know, you guys are older now, maybe, you know, you guys can, you know, fuck with each other. So, I asked this girl out, she agrees, we're talking for, like, a week leading up into this, she's feeling me, you know, it's good vibes, but she's also, como se dice... not. I'm going hard. I'm muting all of these words, by the way. This is so mean. And she used to listen to the pod beforehand. Yeah. So if she listens back to this one and goes, oh, wow.
You muting it will make it sound so much
worse. Yeah, man. Yeah, you gotta write it out.
But
it
it's out. Already out there. Anyway, I digress. So we go out. So I'm gonna just tell the full story too, just to really give these people the full rundown of what happened. I go out. I'm outside her house to pick her up. She's like, "All right, give me like 4 minutes," and I'm like, "Okay, bet." Anytime you pick a girl up from anywhere, they're gonna take, you know, a little bit extra time, like, because they're never fucking ready.
Yeah.
No matter how much extra time you give them, they're never gonna be ready. So I'm waiting. 20 minutes go by. And I'm like, oh my God, like, what the fuck is going on? So, still waiting. Comes down 30 minutes later. She's wearing a dress, looking fire. I'm like, okay, worth the wait. I'm cool. And she was like, oh, I was taking feet pics for you. Because you like those, right? And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, yo, never in the whole time that we talked.
From 0 to 100. Yeah,
never in that time that we talked did I ever mention liking feet. Having a thing for feet, wanting feet pics, never mentioned any of that at any point in time. Mm-hmm. And then she's just like, now we're sitting in the car, and she's like this. She's like, oh, look. And she's just scrolling by. There was different types of boots on, heels. She had mad different.
And you're just sitting there like,
yeah, I'm just sitting there. And like, yo, in my head, I'm like, what? This is doing nothing. What am I supposed to do with it? So I'm just sitting there, and I'm like, okay, nice. Oh, wow, those are nice. Like, I don't know what to say, because these are feet pics. Like, what the fuck? So, that happens. So, we're driving. She asked me for my password to my phone. And, like, I was just like, oh, yeah, fine, whatever. So, you could just change whatever songs you want. Bro, we're driving. I'm looking at her from the corner of my eye. Bro, she's, like, in all of my messages and shit like that. Like, yo, what the fuck? So I'm just ignoring that. I'm just like, you know what? Yo, she went into the group chat, opened it, scrolled. Oh, nah. Like, I can see this while I'm driving, and I'm like, oh wow, this is very interesting. So we get to the restaurant, and we're chilling. You know, we order some drinks. She drinks from, like, you know, her drink or whatever, and then It was one of those things where, like, everything we tried to order wasn't on the menu. So we finally get something, like, bro, she got, like, you know, mashed potatoes and fish or something like that. I got, like, the pork chops with the rice and beans. And in the middle of her meal, she stops and she goes, "These lights are so bright." Takes out some sunglasses out of her purse and puts the sunglasses on. And then continues to eat with the fucking sunglasses on. And I'm like, okay, I guess.
These lights are really lighting right now.
Huh?
You made her anxious.
Bro, I'm sitting there. I'm like, yo, this is crazy. But, like, this whole time, like, she's, like, fidgeting around. Like, she couldn't, like, stay still. She was, like, moving. I'm like, So, I'm like, you know what? Maybe she's nervous. Like, this is our first time going out. You know, it'd be like that maybe for some people. So, we're, like, leaving, and we get into the car, and then she plays this fucking, like, St. John song on repeat for the entire fucking way from the restaurant to her house. And I remember, like, this was around, like, the Super Bowl time, so she was like, "Oh, I want you to show me how to use, like, FanDuel." That was, like, one of the first things she said when we got in the car. I was like, "Oh, yeah, I'll show you, like, when we get back to your house, like, when we stop, I'll show you how to, like, set it up or whatever." And then she took it as, "Oh, you'll show me when we get back to my place." So she was like, "Oh, so you're inviting yourself upstairs?" And I'm there, and, like, in my head, I was like, "What?" So I'm telling her, I'm like, "No, I said I was going to do it in front of your house." And she was like, "No, now you have to come upstairs because you're inviting yourself." And I'm like, I mean, I guess. So we get back to her block, and there's no parking. And for whatever reason, and I don't know why I did this to this day, she was like, "Just park on top of the sidewalk, you'll be okay." And I did it.
I can tell you I can tell you right now why you did it.
Well, yeah, we all know why I did it. But like, for me to just think, like,
buns will make you just absolutely stupid ass.
Yo, that is the power.
Yo, the power, I'm sitting bonus. There. Yeah, I'm
just
like,
park on the sidewalk. You'll be all right.
Yeah, and I'm like, I mean, it's her block. She knows her block more than me. Bro, I park on top of the fucking sidewalk in front of the stairs to get into her building. And then we go upstairs.
So crazy.
Bro, she plays the same St. John song that we just listened to for 20 minutes straight again in the fucking, in an apartment. And then I'm sitting there. And I'm like, "Oh, okay." So we walk in. She gets, like, some wine out the fridge. And then she was like, "Oh, you want some wine?" I'm allergic to fucking grapes. So I'm like, "Nah, I'll just take some water." And she was like, "Oh, you're not trying to drink too?" I'm like, "Well, nah, I just want some water. Like, I'll be fine." Bro, so she's like, "All right, well, just, like, sit down in the living room. Make yourself comfortable. I'm going to go change in the room." So she goes into her room. I go to the couch, like this couch, to go sit down. And I sit down to basically where Jeff is. Imagine that there's, like, a coffee table next to Jeff. And on top of the coffee table is a dinner plate with a Victoria's Secret credit card and a fucking little pile of cocaine.
Cocaine?
It was a little pile of cocaine on the fucking thing with some lines drawn out. And I'm there. And I look and I'm like, huh.
Oh, wow. This answers so many questions.
Yo, so now that I'm sitting there, I'm looking. And I'm just, like, in my head processing everything. And I'm like, I hate Chris and Jose so much right now. Like, this is terrible.
Can you blame them?
Yo, oh. So I'm sitting there. Because I genuinely didn't really want to talk to her. Because I was like, yo, like, that was, like, a different part of our lives. Like, you know, I'm perfectly fine with not having a relationship with somebody from that time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then they were like, "Nah, you got to do it. Like, yo, she's feeling you." But, and I'm like, you know what? Yeah, you know, she is. So I'm sitting there, and, like, all of the thoughts of the night are, like, processing in my head. I'm like, oh, it makes sense why she was wearing the fucking, the sunglasses in the middle of the fucking dinner eating mashed potatoes and fish. Oh, it makes sense why it took her 30 minutes to come downstairs. She wasn't really taking feet pics that whole time. She
was loading herself up.
She was getting fucking lit. Oh, it makes sense why she was playing the same fucking song. So she comes out the room, and then she sees me, like, looking at the coke, and she goes, "Oh, my God. Nobody really comes up here. I didn't mean to, like, you know, leave that out here. I'm so embarrassed. You better not be judging me." And I'm sitting there, I'm like, "Nah. No. What? No. I'm not going to judge you.
I'm not judging you. That's normal. Like, yo, we all party differently. So she was like, oh, okay, just making sure. So, like, she puts on, like, no guidance. And then yeah, I'm sitting there and I'm like, on my, like, there was like a running joke. Yo, she used to post the no guidance video on her story every fucking day. And it was like super hilarious, like, to me and Chris. Like, that would be our like inside joke where it's like, oh my God, no guidance again. So we're just chilling on the couch watching these videos. Like, you know, she got the wine. Oh, she changed, by the way. She changed into like some short shorts, like some like silk button down, like pajama. It was like a pajama set. So we're chilling, and then, like, I go arm over, you know, chilling, and then she leans in, and then she goes, oh, hold on. Bro, she picks up the table, sets it in between us, and she was like, yo, do you want some? And I'm like, nah, you know, actually, I'm still good from dinner, so, like, I'm full, and, like, nah, you know, next time, I got you. Yo, she does the entire thing of cocaine on this plate.
That's the best way to clean it up, all right?
Bro, I'm sitting there, and I'm like, you know what? I actually need to figure out. I don't even want to be here anymore. Because now, like, in my head, I'm thinking about, like, a week or two before that, she broke up with her long-term boyfriend. And I'm sitting there.
That's always the best time to go out on a date with a shorty, isn't it?
And it's Valentine's Day. No. Oh, like, yeah. Think about this. It's Valentine's Day. She just broke up with her boyfriend recently. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, this could actually suck. Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, she's on coke. He's probably on coke if she's on coke, and they were dating for a long time. And now in my head, I can't stop looking at the door because I'm like, this big-ass fucking Dominican is going to knock this fucking door down and try to, like, with some flowers and, like, some wine or something and be like, yo, I just want you back. Because it's Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So now I'm just like, the anxiety in my head is creating these situations. And I'm like, you know what?
Shouldn't have that coke, would have calmed you down.
But, yeah, right?
Yeah.
So, so she gets up again after doing all the coke and goes to the bathroom. And I just text my friend. I'm like, yo, I will pick you up from your job. All you have to do is call me in 3 minutes exactly. And I'm about to get up out of here. Mm-hmm. Bro, so... The friend calls me, and then I'm like, oh, it's my friend. The fucking car wheel just went fucking flat in the middle of the street. I gotta go help him out. I'm sorry. Yo, no shit. As I'm leaving, like, I'm walking down the stairs or whatever, there was, like, 3 Dominican dudes walking up the stairs. And I'm like, imagine that those 3 Dominican dudes would have pulled up. And I'm just there, and I'm like, oh, wow, this is how I die. So, bro, I get out, and then, bro, there's, like, 17 cars parked on the sidewalk. And I'm like, wow, she wasn't lying about the parking on the sidewalk thing. But, yeah, that was probably one of the worst dates.
At least you didn't get a ticket.
Yeah, no. If I would have got a ticket, I would have went back upstairs and be like, no, my friend's fine.
It has to be worth it.
So exactly. Yeah, I would have went right back upstairs. Hey, pass the coke, actually. But yeah, it wasn't that bad. That's of a wild date. It was just like a crazy like night. All in all, like,
that's pretty crazy. Mine sucks. Like, my story is like, we had a decentish time. Like, it's. So you said, like, our first time, like, together, like, at a restaurant. So it was a little bit, like, not much talking going on at first. Mm-hmm. And then there was a point during the day where I fucking called her the wrong name.
Oh, my God.
And from that point, it was
over.
She was really nice about it, though.
So,
like,
it was on you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It was on me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. 100% on me. But I, like, you could almost see, like, the vibe just...
Yeah.
And it's just gone.
That was the moment where it died. Yeah. Where it was like...
Oh. Like, her went... And then, like, she corrected me, and then I was like... I didn't even say sorry. I just stood
blankly. You couldn't even be like, that's my sister's name. Like, it's something...
Yeah. It was like, damn, I really fucked up. Yeah.
You could have gotten out of that one, like, if
and it
you
wasn't
really tried.
Like, it wasn't like... It was a whole other name. It was literally not even like...
Oh, my God.
Like... I just said a slightly different version of her already similar name. Yeah. Just a totally different person.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
Yeah. All right. What about on the couch?
Can we
Yeah, we've been started.
There was no intro?
No, we don't do intros. You just I was wondering why you weren't saying shit yeah. the whole time.
Like, are we just talking to talk?
Right now? We're not talking to talk. Yeah, this is all. We're rolling. We're hot.
He's been saying themes.
Yeah. You thought we were practicing?
We went down the list, and then you're like, "Oh, so okay, we're gonna do this." And I was like, "All right, so we're just saying what we're gonna pick for." And then you just get into a story. I'm like, "I don't want to come along. He's going on."
We've been podding. We've been podding this whole time.
I also thought you were disengaged.
Welcome, Brian, guys.
Yeah.
Welcome, Brian. Oh, man. That was in his own little world over there.
Yeah, talking about.
I was like, I'm like, yo, when are we gonna start this shit, bro?
No. We can actually go on for like 15 more minutes and then wrap it up. It's still going.
Yeah. Wrap it up. Right, I'm wrapping it up. I'm here.
I'm here now.
Yeah, yeah. Bro, just think about it this way. This has been a whole hour plus where we've been recording, we've been talking this whole
time. I was playing Clash. I was just like, alright, I'm gonna wait till they finish up, you know. And they're like, alright, we're gonna start the podcast now, and then we're gonna start with the date and everything. I was like, okay, cool. That's why he asked me
if I had
a date ready.
No intros.
I want to know Brian's worst date.
Yeah, let's hear the worst date, Brian. Right, here we go.
You can sit on that for a bit. Think about it.
I'm keeping all of this in here, by the way.
You should.
Yeah. This was like a great conversation. It was such a great conversation. Brian didn't even think we were potting. A whole hour he's been sitting there.
There were several times I wanted to ask, like, Brian, like,
I thought he got disengaged, and I was just like, fuck it. I kind of thought Brian was just like,
done with it.
Yeah. But I'm sitting here, and I'm like, oh, you know what?
Yeah, like, let me leave him.
Yeah. I even asked him, I'm like, Brian, you got a bad date story? He looks up and shakes his head. Why not? If you think that we're talking, why not? And not say words. But now you have to carry, Brian.
We're here now.
10 minutes, ISO Brian.
I can't do that.
Well, no, yeah, do whatever you want. Right. It's not 10 minutes.
You have time to process your thoughts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My worst date was like my early Tinder days. And it's not that bad. And like crazy or chaotic.
How long was this? Because I feel like, how long have you been dating?
I've been with her for 3 years.
Oh, okay. So
but I don't ask me dates. Early Tinder. Absolutely before that. Don't yell at me. Absolutely before
early
that.
Where it was like unlimited swipes early?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that, so like that's that just money. Yeah.
That was peak Tinder, to be honest. Tinder is so shit. No, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, yeah. No, what, bro? No, okay. Go ahead.
No, I was like 20.
Go off, Jeff.
But it was.
Nah, these girls be racist on Tinder. Man. I'm not gonna hold you.
Wouldn't
know. I've never been swiped right by an Asian. This whole like, and I've had hundreds of matches. Not a single Asian.
And there's Asian, something up with that. It's fake as fuck. Yeah, I just want you to know that right now.
It's just Brian and makeup. Like that's the type of Asian on Tinder. All right, go ahead, John. Sorry.
Nah, it's really a boring story. Such a boring story that I was bored the whole time that the experience was happening.
Did you think you were going to be bored with this person going into
it? No, not at all. I'm usually open-minded about things, right? Mm-hmm. I just kind of like enter with an open eye and see whatever happens. And she's like a girl from Texas that was going to school around like 116th or whatever.
Okay.
And she had a dorm with roommates. So we went to get something to eat. I don't remember what the fuck we got to eat. I blanked out. I disassociated with most of that night.
Jesus.
Yeah, yeah. This is also the only story of the time where I ghost somebody. For context.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And I don't ghost people. Only time that I've ever done it. And it's like a discount ghosting because... Anyways, we'll get there. So I don't remember what we did, what we talked about. I just remember when I was about to drop her off home, she invited me to come inside and smoke. And now this is a point where I don't really like buy my own weed or like go on my way to smoke. But I was like, maybe I'll have fun if I'm high. You know, fair logic in my head.
I could see, you know, I could definitely see like sticking it out for like, especially if like the girl's like, oh, do you like want to smoke? I would be like, oh, maybe she'll get way more chill.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like,
better conversations like, or something. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, maybe she's just a little like,
I would definitely
uncomfortable and she wants to break that.
Yeah.
So, you know, I go in, it's an empty apartment, nice apartment, right? I don't know how much it costs, but whatever. We went into the room, we smoked. More boring. I'm just high. And I'm just like...
When you say boring, like, how boring was the conversation?
Just stop talking.
It's dead silent.
Yeah, just stop talking.
Wait, no, that's on you, though.
No, no, no. No, I don't shut the fuck up. No, that, no, that's a problem.
Okay, that's true.
Right? I carry conversations when they're silent. Give me awkward silence, and I meet you with annoyance. She did not budge, did not react, did not tell me to leave.
Yeah. She was just taking it all in.
Yeah. So, like, if they got quiet after a while, I'm just sitting there like, so? You know? What's up? You know?
Is this guy have fun in Texas, bro?
Yeah. Well, now we know how to get rid of John.
That was the only conversation I can't remember was her explaining that she has money and that she's from Texas. That was very literally the only thing that I can, like, vividly be like, oh, she talked for a while.
What a personality, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, she was white. That's fucking hilarious. So, you know? But not really white, just American whitewashed.
Yeah.
So might as well be white. Okay. And that's how that went. And then after a while of being there high, I'm just like, I'd rather be home high and play video games with my friends because this is not it.
What time did you leave? What time did you start the date and what time did you leave?
I think we like hung out like around, oh fuck, like 7 p.m.
And then you left?
Like at midnight.
Okay, that's not that bad.
Yeah,
that's...
it's like going to a party except you hate it the whole time. Yeah.
All right. Brian?
Oh, so I ghosted her like the next day, but she's like, oh, so you're not gonna hit me up anymore? I said,
no. Yo, I love when they ask that question when you're in the middle of ghosting them and they hit you up and they're like, oh, so you just died or something? So and you just sit there and I turn on the red receipts and I open it and then I just close it. I'm like, alright, well,
that's the next level petty, yeah. Bro.
Did you not get the message?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm the worst. Yeah, sure.
All right, Brian.
It's really not a bad story. I don't really date as much. But there was one that this girl I went out with. We went for tacos. And then fucking she lost her phone as we, like, planned to hang out after and, like, do whatever. And then she's asking me, she's like, do you have my phone? And I was like, no. And she's like, are you playing with me? And I said, I barely know you. Why would I just take your phone and, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, she was just mad at me the whole time.
And then, I was like, so I don't have your phone.
She stole her phone.
I was like, and she stood on the date with me.
That's the best part, because that means the whole time she's plotting of how the fuck am I going to get my phone back from this guy? But think about the logic of,
it's either,
I'm on a date with someone who robbed me.
Yeah, it's like, oh, man, I like this guy, but he took my phone. Fuck.
Yeah, I was just like, yeah, I'll see you next time. But I don't know when I'm going to talk to you again, you know? So we just never spoke after that. That was the worst, I guess.
Oh, my God. Oh, you actually just reminded me, on that same date, so... the order of events went, I fucked up her name in the restaurant.
Oh, so that was the beginning.
Bro, it was like...
it gets worse.
No, oh my God. It was like while we were eating our food. Like, I was like, yeah. And I said it with confidence, bro. Like, I said the whole ass wrong name. That's why she was like engaged and then just went... And then she said her actual name. And then I just had to take that out. But so we smoked at like Bryant Park after... Mm-hmm. I went to pass her the joint, and it fucking fell out my hand and fell on the floor.
Oh, no. Jesus Christ.
It was like, we just lit it. It was like that much left. So I picked it up, and I like, and I looked at her, and I was like, still want to smoke this shit? And she was like, nah, I'm good on that.
That's like a personification of like how the entire night went.
She took maybe like two puffs from it, and then we both were like, we dubbed the joint from that point because it fell on the floor. And yeah, she was just like, okay, yeah,
I'll call you.
She lived in Jersey, so I walked into Port Authority and that was it. Yeah,
I think I left her at Port Authority.
Yeah,
you know,
that's a long ride home with that experience of a date.
Oh, I know that, bro. Trust me, yeah. And the vibes were immaculate leading up to that, bro. The meme game on point, like 20 memes were sent on the way to the date. Fucking yo.
That's an underrated thing of the conversation of the date
or like leading up to it.
Yeah, yeah. It's very tough because you both know.
It was follow up that day. Like we were both hyped to like link up and shit.
I hate it though. Like where it's like, yo, I gotta think of things to text you about, and then we're gonna hang out on top of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like, It's really, nobody talks about how tough it is to be a dude and try to be entertained and all at the same time. Because texting and then meeting on top of that, and then texting afterwards, it's very tough.
Usually,
on the
though,
first link.
I think after the first link, you have so much material.
Yeah.
Like, after you go home, you're like, yo, I had such a good time with you, man. Yeah. Shit was lit. You know what I'm saying?
And then, yeah, you can do that, but it's. I feel like the first link is always the toughest. That's where you gotta really.
Yeah.
You gotta use your bangers.
It decides everything.
That's you establishing yourself.
Yeah.
There's rarely a first, like a bad first link that leads to like a better second link.
Yeah, where like, a bad first link means this. It's over. You have a bad second link.
Yeah.
It might be a third.
Like
I wanna
when
do
I said
that
wrong name, I'm like all of just my excitement for like. Going out again and just, you feel me? Like it just kind of died because I was like, yeah, there's no way you.
That's insane. Like, I don't understand. Like,
for podcast purposes, I think I want to purposely bomb on the first date and try to get a second date on top of that.
Oh, man.
That is going to be my goal.
Test the hypothesis out.
Yeah, I want to be, that's going to be the 2023 goal. Bomb on the first date,
make it
up on the second.
I have a quick question for you. Do you think you're more entertaining in person? Via text or like you're equal at both?
I don't think I'm entertaining at all.
I think I'm more, way more entertaining in person.
It depends on who I'm talking to.
Yeah. I sound strict as fuck when I'm texting you. Like, if, yeah.
But that's the, I find humor in that too
yeah.
much.
Yeah. I might be too much of a sarcastic fuck to. It's really tough to like, bro, I'll throw some gems and then they just sit there and I'm like,
they're not gonna
they
understand.
Don't fucking get it. They don't get it. They think I'm like Michael Scott in The Office. You know how everybody takes him serious on the show, but you as a viewer, you see him and you're like, oh, this guy is just
he's
a fucking
hilarious.
Yeah, he's funny and he's just fucking joking around. That's basically what it's like. I'm just there and I'm like, fuck, I gotta find something just as fucking sarcastic.
That's fair. I think I'm an entertaining person.
Yeah.
I think I come up as monotone through text.
It depends on the like if we establish at first that like how I talk to you is like more serious through text, in person I'm gonna try to like joke it up more.
Yeah.
But if we joke around in text, when we meet, I'm gonna have to establish, yo, it's not all jokey jokes, my nigga. I have to you have to respect me sometimes.
Yeah,
you can't just I'm not for a silly goose all the way. Not all the time.
Oh, I can't unsilly goose myself.
Listen, bro.
I'm definitely a silly goose.
Yeah.
Too much of a silly goose.
I can't be
a
silly goose all the time. Yeah. It's impossible. It's really impossible. Sometimes
it does suck when you try to be serious and you just like.
Can niggas just don't take you serious? If you're a silly goose the whole time and you try to get serious.
I'm going to put my foot down.
Like,
shut up, Joe.
Shut up.
Oh,
my
God.
Do you ever be serious and make jokes in the middle of being serious?
Yes.
I can't.
It's literally who I am.
Yeah.
I try not to because I feel like
it diminishes the situation.
Yeah, it depends on the situation. Though.
I make jokes out of serious stuff, but if I'm being serious, I can't make a joke. That's different. That's taking me out of one rapidly something else and then switching back. No,
yeah,
I can't do that.
You know, my life story has been everything's a fucking joke to you. Yeah, actually. Then make a joke about the joke. But, yeah. Got very.
We're here now, babe.
Oh, I thought you forgot again for a second.
My bad date.
Oh, I didn't know if you had one or not.
I don't. But, I mean, the only thing I can think of is like. Because I only had one girlfriend, right?
Oh,
one serious girlfriend. And then, you know, we had a whole bunch of dates that were nice. But then, like, after that, it was just. Like, a friends with benefits, like, I would fuck, and then I would take them to Popeyes. You know, the Popeyes is right there, actually.
Bro, take them to Popeyes is so crazy. You would beat chicken sandwich, bro?
Yeah, you know, I'll buy them, you know, like a combo, and then be like, so, again? And then be like, sure, no,
you know. That's crazy. And also, that Popeye's got mad roaches. So, there's so much fucked up shit about that.
But it was in a time where I didn't give a fuck, so it was like...
Bro, Jeff just said, yo, I take these shorties to my crib, I clap their cheeks, and I buy them Popeye's after.
Bottom fried chicken.
Like a true gentleman.
It's a solid game plan.
I mean...
It's a very solid game plan. Yeah.
It worked for the years, and then COVID happened. And
Riz
then,
man, you know. Jeff.
Right? Jeff is like, yo, where do I even take him now? Everything's yeah, right? shut down.
Exactly.
This Popeye's also shut down, so.
Did it?
For cockroaches, bro.
Damn.
Wow, Jeff.
Is the Burger King still there?
No. Bro, why
did you... you think the cockroaches only went to the Popeye side?
Bro,
they wasn't fucking with the stacker,
so that, has anything been built, like, or is it still under, like...
That's kind of... I don't know, Brian's the resident, you know? Here. Is the Popeyes and Burger King open? Okay, yeah. It is.
Okay, so still there.
There we go.
False advertising. You're trying to slow my game plan, though.
Now we know. If you see Jeff and Popeyes, you know what's
mind
happening.
Your fucking oh, yeah. business. Look the other way, nigga.
Oh, my God. All right.
That's great.
Well, some of us have places to be. This was a great pod.
I agree. Like this is my first.
Yeah.
Really great
this
time.
Was Brian's first.
Yeah, Brian loved it. Chris, yeah, this is Chris's first pod, Jeff's like, first pod.
I feel like Chris has been on an episode before we wiped the pod.
Might have been deleted.
Yeah.
I think
it was probably in Steve's house or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Definitely deleted that one. Definitely deleted that one.
Oh, yeah, that one. Okay.
Yeah, Levante was wildin'. But great pod. Shout out to everybody that pulled up.
Yes,
shout out to the dates that could give us these stories to tell. Give us these memories and
or lack of story.
Yeah. Basically. And yeah, that's the pod.
Thanks.
Here we go.
Good night.
Good night.
It's beautiful.
The cosine.